But he always helped Mother get breakfast. As far back as I can remember, he always helped her get breakfast. Dad didn't start any farming or anything like that until, oh my, our babies are twins and they could be young ones. They were born in 99. And he didn't start any farming. We'd make a little garden maybe, but he never started farming or anything. Poor old man didn't know a plow from a mowing machine. That was the hardest thing. And he never did learn how to farm. He just never did learn how. He'd been a cowman all of his life, and he just never did learn how to farm like a man ought to. Loved to farm.
Well, I asked about this cleaning up. I just wondered if you called it cleaning up or tidying up or.
Yeah, Mother would say, yeah, now you children get out and get that yard straightened up. Usually, I remember one time when Dad went to Kansas City, he brought Bill. That was the first boy, and he was a wonderful child. Little rocking horses, two of them, you know. She'd say, get out there and get those rocking horses and bring them in the house. They've no business out there in the yard. She always liked to have a tidy yard, and poor old Myrtle. We'd go to Cedar Canyons down here. She loved trees, and why in the world? Well, we couldn't build a house down where the trees were because it was too low and the water would come up. So Dad built the house up on the hill there. There still isn't any trees up around the house. There still isn't a tree. But every time we'd go to the cedar breaks, Mother would find little cedar trees, and she'd take three or four home and plant around the house, and every one of them would start to grow. Well, some of the men would come in and tie their saddle horse to it, and somebody would come around the house right quick and scare it, and he'd jerk up the little tree. It never failed. Same way with cottonwoods. I don't know how many cottonwoods she planted, and somebody would tie their saddle horse to it, and a young one would run around her, and they wasn't used to kids. And there'd go the tree.
What did your mother sweep the floor with?
Well, we had brooms.
Where did you keep them?
As far back as I, usually behind the stove. Sitting over behind the stove. I can remember the old cook stove. It was a big old stove. Great big old oven. In those days you had to have big pans of bread and biscuits. But it set out right, about that far from the east wall. And that was the grandest place to take a quilt and lay down. When it was nice and warm in the wintertime, lay down behind that old stove. If I didn't feel very well, that's where I wanted to be, was behind the stove on a comfort.
Was a comfort tacked together, or was that
so? As well as I remember, all Mother's quilts were tacked. We had lots of blankets. I know when Dad would go to Kansas City, when he'd ship me in the fall, he'd always bring back wool blankets for that winter. Those old red wool blankets would scratch like I think, but usually he'd bring our winter supply of coats. He'd buy our coats in Kansas City, and if it didn't fit one, it would the other, because
all sizes.
But he'd always buy our shoes and coats and hoods. And when he shipped to Kansas City, I know every fall I couldn't hardly wait for Dad to start to Kansas City, because he'd always bring us things back from Kansas City.
Did you have any special term for it? Can you put a quilt down the floor to sleep on?
Suggins, usually we called them Suggins. Bedroll, the boys, if they was going out, they'd...
Was that called Suggins. A pallet here in the early days?
Yes. After the country began to settle up, that's what they called it, was pallets, sleep on a pallet.